Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Calls and inconsistencies starting to just irk you.
And then we're going to roll into the Seahawks fan calling for a defensive coordinator's job, Ben Norton Jr. Yeah, they want him out of there. They want him out of there. Now, we all know when a team suffers a loss, fans lose their mind. That's just what we do. So we're going to go into that. Then I got a question to ask because, you know what, Priest, all the talking we did, I never asked you this question. Was the 49ers lost on Garoppolo or your fullback? Was it on Garoppolo or the fullback? I'm eager to hear who you put it on, Priest, but I want to hear what you guys think that
you mean for our low?
Is hit. Yeah. Uh-huh. Who do you
okay. I got
you know, who do you squarely put the loss on?
Okay.
I got a question. And I need my man 57 because I want to know, is Big Ben's time over, man? You know, is it time for Ben to either seek another job in football, like coaching or water boy or foul man or whatever you want to call it?
Oh, not water boy.
Yeah, man. Because thus far, Big Ben has been a disappointment, and we all can say that. And that's not a knock on 57 or jugging at him or anything like that. Ben has been a disappointment, you know. And I really got to ask the question, were Taylor Heineke flawed, exposed by the Bills? Was he exposed by the Bills? And then my second question is, where is this number two ranked defense that's supposed to reside here in Washington? Is it the lackluster performance on the coaches or the players? You know, I want everybody to chime in on that. I think y'all pretty much know my answer, but, you know, we're going to save that. And we're going to talk to MLB playoff standing, all the division leaders. Treats, I'm sorry, baby, for bringing the standings on, but if you could pull that up for me, division leaders.
Okay.
And so we can, you know, get that out. Sorry, y'all, for the unprofessional manner. We've been going 90 going north here. So we're going to discuss all this and much more today on Tales Corner. So listen, we're going to take a quick break. Y'all put them seatbelts on. Get yourself together. And, Priest, if it's okay with you, I want to do this MLB playoff standings first. I want to talk about the MLB first. All right?
Okay.
All right. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Hey, listen.
This is the last
take
for the night. Understand that's kind of late. And I gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him. That's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but yeah, I love him more. Let
loving
me give you what I got, so I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. I'm so blessed, yeah, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed. Yes, 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 yes. My grandma almost lived to be 92. I'm so blessed, yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed, yeah, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, blessed, blessed.
Boy, yeah, that was it. That was it right there, three. Woo! Good stuff, you know. I'm so blessed. I am so blessed.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. I am so blessed. So blessed.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That was right on time. That was right on time.
That was right on time.
You know, yeah, yeah. That you know, woo. Jill. I love me some Jill Scott, too. MLB, can you run down the division leaders for me, please, please?
Let me give it to you right now. Okay. In the American League, we have the Rays. They've already clinched. The White Sox have clinched. Mm. And for the AL West, nobody has clinched, but the Astros are in the league. So I don't know. It's going to be between the Astros and the Mariners for that one.
Wow!
But neither one has clinched yet. Yeah.
That
and
would
so
be,
for
the
National.
You said the Expos.
No, I said the Astros, Houston.
Oh, Astros! I'm sorry. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead.
The Houston Astros.
Okay.
Right. And that was the American League. The National League, we have the Braves and the Philly. They're going, you know, they're going at it because they're trying to see who's going to get the home field advantage. So it's going to be between, in the NL East, it's going to be between the Braves and the Philly. Unless the Mets come on like extra strong with these last 10 games. And I don't see that happening. NL Central, we have the Brewers. They've clinched a top spot. And then we have the Giants and the Dodgers. They're going back and forth. We don't know. Well, the Giants have already clinched. And we're just trying to see who's going to get the home field advantage between the Giants and the Dodgers. And it's two games that separate them. And the Giants are on top with 102 wins. Over the 100 Giants wins. So those are going to be your leaders. Either Braves and Philly and Giants and Dodgers in the West. And then the Brewers have already clinched, and they don't have to go up against nobody because the next person behind them are the Cardinals. And they're like seven games back.
Well, I'm a flat-out failure, for real. My team is not involved, so I'm not as and football season is here, so and there's no excuse, but I'm just not as involved as I should be in this baseball race because I do enjoy good competition. But the Yankees aren't in it. Streak?
Nah,
nowhere.
Wow. Uh-uh.
Wow! Wow!
No.
57 for all that trash.
They in the West. I mean, I'm sorry. They in the they play for the American League, and they're under the Tampa Bay Rays. So they're 8 games back from the Tampa Bay Rays. So it's no way that they're gonna catch up in time to even tie them. They over 500. Like they got a good record, but it's just not enough.
Yeah, right. All right, let's take some phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
Lou, how's it going, Lou?
Hey, all right, just to clear up on something, the Yankees are now 2 games up or 3 games up over the Red Sox for the final wild card spot. So they would be in good shape. And let me tell you something, guys. You'll always know the team I don't like. I'll put it to you that way right now because I hate the Red Sox. Believe me, I hate the Red Sox. So anyway, one situation though with the Dodgers, because I know that race is close. I have the Giants clinched, but Two games? Well, yeah. Still plenty of time. I mean, this division is not going to be a lot by any means. It's going to come down to – pardon?
10 games left.
Yeah. But that's going to come down to the final days of the season, you know, between the Dodgers and Giants, even though the Giants have clinched. But this race has been neck and neck all year, and it's going to come down to the final games. And you never know, the Dodgers might take them. Maybe.
It might thunderstorm out there where you at too, but we're not going to hope for that. You know what I mean? We're going to hope for sunshine. We're going to hope for good weather. You know?
I get your point.
There you go.
Let's bring Ted in. What's up, Ted? Happy Tuesday.
Hey, what's happening? How's everyone going?
All right, how are you?
All right. So blessed. Yes, yes. What's up, bro?
I know that's right.
Yo, what's
happening? Hey, wait a minute. What's your stock looking like? But actually, Ted, you got two baseball teams up there in Chicago. You know what I mean?
Well, the Cubs ain't doing nothing. The only one is if they're doing anything is the Sox. I don't know what their standards at, though, but
they pretty good.
It.
They in the lead.
Oh, okay.
Sox is okay.
They leading their division.
Okay. Wow.
That's the benefits of having two teams. If one messes up, you can go to the other.
There you go.
There ain't no. Nah.
I can't help if our city big enough to host two teams. I can't help if we like that, you know?
I don't want to hear that because. I don't want to hear that because, you know what? We got two football teams that play here in Maryland, and you either rep one or the other. I had an extensive argument today on social media with a buddy of mine about people who jumped ship from Washington to the Baltimore Ravens. And he and I agree, which is funny, because he's a cow bum. He and I agree that you can't just switch ships like that. So I'm calling the same thing for baseball, dude. You either Sox or Cubs. Which one are you?
Well, I can't help it if your team ain't got no real city. I mean, y'all switching from Washington, D.C. to Maryland, so y'all make up your mind. You know what I'm saying? So I that's y'all situation. But
my baseball team,
I can't help it if we got two baseball teams, bro. I got two teams that says Chicago. One says the Sox, one says the Cubs. Both of them got C by it. So, you know, I could represent
my
both
baseball,
of them. Without...
Excuse me. My baseball team plays in D.C.
Your baseball team plays what?
In Washington, D.C. My baseball team plays in D.C. So it's no mix-up with them. You'll never, ever, I think we talked about this, Ted, you'll never hear me screaming Baltimore Orioles at all, ever, ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's like mud in my mouth. No.
That's your dilemma.
Oh, my dilemma. I just consider Baltimore some banners. That's all. So, you know, it is. I do, you know. I got respect for their football team, but I consider Baltimore some banners, seriously, you know.
Right.
And when we didn't have a baseball team at all, that's all Baltimore fans rubbed in our
right
that have a baseball team. And to have a baseball team and win it all, the World Series, Oh, man.
That was something.
Great was not the word.
But who do y'all have left from that team?
Man.
It's a couple of them still there. Zimmerman still there.
Well, they're not going to be
the catcher, both catchers. They got a couple of, like, four or five players that still left. Not too many.
Yeah, for real. And when Matt Scherzer and Trey left this season, hey, man, it really kind of depleted us, you know, because those guys were big names here for us. So, you know, it kind of threw a wrench in our program, you know. I thought that because we weren't so far behind, we were going to, you know, chase. But Rizzo, unfortunately, was thinking in another direction. So, you know, it is what it is. Ed, I can appreciate your Chicago Cubs and your Chicago Sox. You know what I mean? I think it's going to be a good playoff coming in October. You know, I think things are going to ramp up, and these teams are really going to place a defining line between themselves and the rest of the pack. So, you know, hey, nothing else, y'all. We got good baseball to look forward to in October.
Yes, that is. I mean, it's some amazing baseball because, I mean, even the teams that like completely out of it, they're playing really, really good right now because they know they can upset some of these teams. So you're gonna get some good baseball, like in the next 2 weeks because the playoff three start. So yeah, you'll have some good baseball. If you're really into baseball, you'll have some really good baseball to watch.
Right.
And for me, that's all I can ask. Good baseball.
Yeah.
Let me ask some, Cal. I mean, you know, since we're talking like National League and particularly much in the East, what do you make of the Mets' collapse from the second half of the season? Because in the early part of the season, they were riding high. They was like, you know, it's like they were not just going to just take maybe the division, but maybe the top lead overall in the National League. Now they're out of it completely.
Well,
I mean, was
DeGrom's
absence, you know, the whole part of it?
You know what? I'm glad you brought that point up, Lou, because even when the Mets looked good, there was something missing. There was something that they weren't doing
obviously as
a team. I can't put my finger on it. I don't know if it was on the offensive or defensive end. Was it pitching? You know, but for real, the fact that they have fallen off like they have and they're not even in it now, it lends me to believe that everything, the pitching, the hitting, the defense, the style of play, everything just went wrong with them, and they tried to fake it until they made it, but it was just unsuccessful for them. So I was thinking the same thing, Lou. I was like, the last time I looked, the Mets were leading their division. They looked like they were going to coast into the offseason.
If you were looking at back in April and May, they were unstoppable, especially at home.
Right.
Road record, but the record's atrocious.
Well,
but now they're completely out of it. They have fallen off a cliff since June.
Are you saying Mets or Nets? Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm just like, wow. You know, to see them fall like they have, and it's like no comeback whatsoever is amazing to me. Let's take this call. 579, what's happening?
Oh, God, hey. That's me, ain't it?
Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm your Huckleberry. What's up,
sis? Hey, look, the man that's always complaining that we're not talking baseball. We're talking baseball. I come to him and he say, "Oh, that's me, ain't it?"
What's
that,
he playing?
Man?
what happened was I fell asleep listening to you fake prognosticators trying to talk about baseball.
Oh, my.
And I kind of fell asleep. Here's the thing. I ain't going to joan on nobody about baseball right now. I'm going to be serious because I love that game. Mm-hmm. You play baseball from March until the All-Star break. Then after the All-Star break, you got to be ready to play championship baseball. If you ain't ready to play that, because teams
better.
Like San Francisco, the Dodgers, they're ready for the push. That's why they went out and got extra players during the break. Serger went down there because you have to be ready for that push. The Mets were doing great. But when the push came, every team, and I'm not going to make it long, every team during the season is going to have a slump. You just got, when that slump comes, what have you done up until that slump to make you ready to try to go through that? Every team going to have one. Teams like San Francisco, the Dodgers, the Phillies right now, you know, Tampa Bay, they ready for the push. They ready for the championship part of the season, which is now until the World Series is over. And one more thing, you would never see a Yankee rooting for a Met, and you'll never see a Met rooting for a Yankee. So that's White Sox rooting for the Cubs. Oh, that's some crap. That's just, you just don't want to take a loss. And so if one team lose, you can go, hey, let me jump on this horse and ride this one because the other horse just broke down.
Hey, Ted, that man calling you out, Ted.
He only calling you out if it pertains to you. That ain't got nothing to do with me, man. I can't help you. Y'all got a hardship if you only got one team. Like I say, man, baseball.
Two. I got two, bro.
He got two teams.
Thank you. But I prefer to be loyal and genuine.
They loyal and genuine to you, I guess. They send you paraphernalia and all that stuff, right?
Well, when the last time the White Sox sent you something, Chief? When the last time the White Sox
I sent a picture.
No, I tell you what, save the money you're going to spend to send that and just bet in the pool on Thursday. Do that.
It depends on.
Walk with me, baby. Walk with me halfway, and I'll take you the rest of the way.
This Rhyme said, walk with me.
It seems like a lot of people got a lot of comments on my team. Y'all just really hating. I just see the haters. It's all
good. We ain't commenting on your team. We commenting on your loyalty to your team.
I'm loyal to my family, bro. And God.
I'm gonna back off.
So,
I'm backing off, man.
Well, let me stop saying that. I forgot. I'm sorry I said that, but that's who I'm loyal to. So I'm, you know.
That's cool.
I try to
that's
be,
cool.
but
I'm loyal to a family.
You know.
We shouldn't even have to say that one right there.
Too. But you're the baseball man. I ain't the baseball man. It's all good, though. I hear you. I don't know who your team is, Mets or the Yankees, but it's. I understand.
Hey, Ted, I don't like it when you bag down like this.
I can dig it.
I don't like it when you bag down like this.
Who
it's foolish to argue for something that's nothing to argue about, right?
Oh, yeah,
well, I just thought it was a debate, not an argument.
57. Who,
what
who
debate? Let me be political correct for you. A debate then, okay?
Can y'all hear me?
Oh, Dad, Tracy, you just messed up my joke. Oh, I'm sorry, okay. How about that?
Yeah.
I can hear you now.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
I'm Jackson 57.
Yes.
Who is your team?
New York Yankees, baby.
Who?
Thank you.
And who else?
That's
you
it.
Said you have two.
He was saying it was two teams in the city, but he only root for the Yankees.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like the
Nats.
I like the Nats if my team ain't in it, but, I root for the Nats, but that's the only other team I'd probably root for like that.
Okay.
But, no, I'm a Yankee up through and through, baby.
I hear you.
What did he just say, though? He said he'll root for them if his team ain't in it.
Right.
Yeah.
If his team ain't in it,
that's just
he'll
his
root
team.
For them.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he said
so,
that.
Ain't that what you just talked crap to me about? What's the deal, man? Where your loyalty
no,
at?
You the one grew up playing baseball, watching baseball, loved baseball.
When you jumped into this conversation, you was flipping a coin. You was flipping a coin. You know, either side that turns up, that's the side you going on. Whatever side that's winning. Heads winning, I'm head. Tails winning, I'm tails. You came in here flipping your
coin. Actually, it don't matter to me.
Hey, look, you flipped that coin last year. I heard you last year. I just let it go.
No, you didn't hear me last year, boy.
All day.
You know what? We're going to take a break on that. 563-999-3782. We got Psychic 57 and Brother Sid. 57 talking about he heard stuff. Boy, y'all crazy. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back to Tales Corner, man.
Yes, sir.
We gonna start this thing all right. Groove all in the money logging out. Come on, come on.
I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you now. I'm living
there you go. Play that song.
Get my win on. I've been on so many different stages. Graced the cover of 100 magazine pages. Made people smile everywhere that I went. I even put it on the first black president. It's evident I'm hot as a crock pot. With a big ass smile like Mr. Hotspot. You got a lot to be smiling for. So what the f*** you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you now.
I know that's right. That band to say, if you breathing, you achieving. Oh, man. Oh, man. We going right into football, man. Is that okay, Ms. Priest? Can we jump into football now?
Let's do it.
57, since you here and We're gonna bring my man Tang on. What's up, Tang? How you feeling today, brother?
Hey, Tang.
Hey, Tales Corner family. How y'all doing today?
What's happening?
What's up? On this corner again. Hey, man, pick y'all heads up, man. What's wrong with y'all, man? We still got some football left. All of y'all, pick y'all heads up, man. We good.
You know what? Them Cowboys scored over 40 points. And he just
win one little game, beat
a 2-year, you might as well say, half rookie quarterback. And he just can't stand himself right now. You know? Hey, I guess he want us to call this Tang's Corner, Tree. You know what I mean? We got,
yeah, yeah.
You know.
Tang, hey, bro, you don't know all the stuff he was saying. You should have seen all the
right
stuff
now,
he was saying.
This is the only game, man. This might be the Cowboy Corner today.
Oh, man.
Never that.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, look, I had to just put it out there.
Yeah, you put it out there. But the fish ain't biting. it was a great weekend of football, I'm going to say. It was a great weekend of football. And my question that this weekend left me now.
Speak for yourself,
Seattle. Seattle. I am speaking for myself, Seattle. When it's your turn.
I'm sorry, sir.
You. My question, well, since 57 want to open up, he wanted to say something. His words is like a hot dollar in his pocket. It's been time up, man. Is it time for you guys
you
to
need
go
to
ahead?
Say.
I told Tang yesterday it was time for Ben to go.
You know,
we should have got, huh?
Y'all going to go ahead and go with Preston? Y'all going to go with Dwayne Preston?
We ain't going to go with half. Fresh.
They're going with Rudolph.
No, we ain't going to go with him. We're going with Rudolph.
Oh, wow.
Being hurt, being slow. We got a whole lot of other stuff wrong with us, too, though. Our defense and backs can't check a paper bag. We got a whole lot of things wrong.
Well, as long as you know.
You just not realizing that? Did you know that it's going into season?
No, I sure didn't. I sure didn't, Ted. I should have called you, man, and I would have known, but I didn't do it.
Well, we told you Ben was old, man. We told you that y'all getting the Washington football team kickback has been the garbage that they threw away. Y'all got him, and y'all relying on Ben. He's old, man. He can't move. He can't throw no more. What you going to do, 57? You going to go out there and quarterback for him?
No, man. I didn't hear half of the stuff you said because another touchdown from Chicago just came through my living room. Damn.
Y'all got a touchdown? But check it out. When I was telling y'all we shouldn't have started Fields this past game, nah. I'm telling y'all, don't send him out to the boys. Let them come on in. But, hey, it's all good. It's a loss. I take it.
Maybe they'll listen
next time.
I'm going to say this. You saw a different energy from your team with Fields playing. And, yeah, it was a loss. But the one thing you can take away from this game is that young man gained some experience. That young man gained some football knowledge in that loss. And I'm telling you, that is invaluable. That you can't put a price on that because these coaches, they try to teach these kids football and try the methods of tackling and all of that. But again, and I always say this, nothing prepares you for football like football. So while Justin Fields and you know, he didn't look great this weekend. He didn't. But he learned a lot, man. He learned a lot. And I don't know why this 17-game season, to me, is just, it's like I don't want to get up too high or down too low yet because there's still a lot of football left to be played. There's a whole lot of football left to be played, and I'm going to say this, you know, for the Dallas, the Pittsburgh, the San Francisco, the Seahawks, the Chicago Bears, and the Washington football team, we are now at anybody's race. It's anybody who can make the adjustment and get their team in the proper position. No one has edge advantage right now. Even the teams that in your division that are 3-0, if you look at everyone they played, there was either something missing, there was inexperience from the quarterback position, there was defenses that weren't old and together as a unit. There was something wrong with every last one of them.
So this thing
is way far from over. I say when we get down to single digits, meaning 9 games, 8 games, 7 games, then we can start to see, and then we can start to say. Right now, really all we can talk about is, you know, joke around with each other and jug at each other over Ben Roethlisberger being old, Washington's defense looking like Cottonelle's toilet tissue, you know, can't stop anybody on third down to save their damn lives. Chase Young looking like damn Brian Arakpo running up the field, and the offensive linemen don't even have to work hard to push him out of the play. So, but again, there's a lot of football left, y'all. There's a whole lot of football left. And I know we're not happy with what we're seeing right now. We're not happy in what we're seeing right now unless our team is undefeated. And I don't think none of the teams that I've named are undefeated. So there's a whole lot of football left, man. And it's all going to come down to who can actually put this thing together.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
What'd you say?
I said,
that's true. We do have a lot of football left, but on this third week,
yes,
I'm happy right now.
Yeah, you should be.
Me too.
You just won.
I wish I could.
Did you hear the laugh, though?
Yeah, I heard it. That Joker joint. You know what
right.
I mean?
Very
he,
cynical.
He out, very,
very
he
cynical.
He's trying out for Batman. He trying out
right.
for Batman, y'all. He got, you
right.
know, he got to hit that Joker head. That's all. We
very
with
cynical
hey.
On
the two
on,
Cowboys
on
fans is showing up. That's all. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Kev, the true Cowboy fan was here, but see, he had to wait first to see how, before he get real boasters. That's what he does. He wait to see them win a couple of games so he can get on here and pound his chest and everything. He couldn't pound his chest at 1-2, but at 2-1, oh, yeah. He oh, no, you didn't, bro. But anyway.
I did.
Yeah, okay.
I promise, bro.
Go ahead, sir.
He didn't pound his chest in public, but personally,
thank you.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
He personally, he pounded the hell out of his chest.
Now he on the radio. He wanted, he probably would go on TV in the morning if they let him, you know.
Hey, Tang, he got a lot of jokes, don't he?
But
oh,
all
yeah.
I'm going to say is this.
Yeah,
57
foot
note,
I'm
going to
tell you that now.
I see five teams out
y'all.
There. I see
oh,
five
yeah.
teams out there that I think could be in the mix in the end. Definitely San Francisco, the Chargers, the Rams, the Raiders. Who else I was looking at? I said five.
The Cardinals. The Cardinals.
There you go.
It's too early.
Huh?
57? It's too early.
They look
man.
Good right
they,
now, though.
They,
I'm all I'm saying is they look
right
good
now.
Right now.
Right.
They look like
well,
they
well,
could be in the mix in the end.
Well, you can't even talk about the end yet. You can't. We
well,
haven't
like,
even gone into the second half.
Everybody makes a projection, though, Kel, and I'm making mine.
Yeah.
And they all look
right.
like ass. And they all look
well,
like
well.
Ass.
Hey, I got a whole lot, bruh. Hey, look, I got a whole lot of ass. So if mine out in the end, just chop it off and sew me back up because I have plenty.
Well, 57, you give me some. You give me some, Jack. I done lost a lot of weight. Hey, but hey, Lady T, what did you say at first? What did you say to Lou? If I could have, would have, should have, something like that, or if it was raining or something, you said. Say that to 57
yeah,
because he wishing and hoping on a prayer.
No, I'm not wishing. I'm just making a projection of what I see right now. Everybody does.
You didn't
talk. Hey, I'm just saying it. If Stephen A.
You
Smith was on here right
Thomas.
Now telling you. Now, listen to me. If Stephen A. Smith was on ESPN telling you that he thought San Francisco was going to win the Super Bowl at the end of the year, you would go, Stephen A. Smith said they might win. But because old lowly
Seven
said, it don't mean anything.
Well,
I'm
going to tell you the honest truth. I would turn Stephen A. Smith off. Seriously.
Right.
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 So I wouldn't hear nothing Stephen A. Smith says. And now that he's gotten rid of Max Kellerman, the logical voice on that show is like, I mean, the other day I watched it, and Stephen A. Smith and Michael Irvin. How you going to have them two hyper, you know what, on TV together? How? How you going to have both of them doing it? That's crazy to me. And it's like ESPN, you just rolling the dice and trying to find the proper connection so you can hit that seven and win that money. You had the proper connection, and you let that man go. You let that man go. But it's all about Stephen A., please.
They scared of Marcus Spears. They scared of Marcus Spears.
Well, I mean, to be honest, Marcus Spears got a little bit of dance when you want me to dance on him as well. So, you know, I'm going to tell you who they're scared of. What's the wide receiver name? Used to play for Minnesota. What is his name? Why is it slipping me? The wide receiver.
Randy Moss.
Randy Moss is tutored. He tutored Randy Moss.
Oh, man, you talking about Chris Carter? They ain't letting that drunk back on there.
He ain't never Chris come back.
Not after he want to be up his mama.
But
they ain't
going to
never let that dog back, dog. Huh?
But they are scared of him because Chris Carter.
Yeah, they're scared he's
going to
beat somebody up in the
Hey.
Okay.
Hey, that man tells it like it is. He tells it like it is. And for real, on ESPN, most of these sports shows, the only criteria is that you are a Hall of Famer. That's it. That's it. You know, because I besides the clown factor, I call it the Red Sea effect that some of these dudes bring to TV, they wouldn't even be on. They wouldn't even be on if they didn't have that chuck and jive and clown routine. Talk sports, man. You know what I mean?
Chris
Talk
Carter,
sports,
man.
Right?
I lost respect for him when he tried to get his mother in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, I can feel you on that. I can feel you on that. But I'm just saying.
Get his mother in trouble on live TV.
A personality.
Yep.
Barring all of that nonsense, a personality like Chris Carter is needed. Seriously, on ESPN,
They figure if you out your mother out like that in 50 years, they're gonna get rid of you. They don't want you, man. That man out his mother out, man. Yeah. I ain't thinking about no Chris Carter.
Yeah, I wouldn't want him.
He might out somebody else. They're going to be like, dang, he did that to his mother and started crying. We ain't putting this fool up here no more. Absolutely not. Listen, I have said I don't know how many times, not Chris Carter, but a Chris Carter personality. You ain't got to mess with Chris Carter, but mess with somebody who is no nonsense and is going to tell it like it is. And strong enough mentally about and secure in themselves to tell Stephen A. Smith to shut the hell up.
Let me tell you who that is. Brian Mitchell. I would vote for Brian Mitchell all day long to be able to get in his junk. I would get Brian Mitchell.
I got one. We can put T.O. up there because he already told him that Max was blacker than him. So he already know he's scared of that.
That's going to be more controversy than sports talk.
Exactly.
That would be more controversy.
I want it to be Brian Mitchell. Yeah. Because him and T.O. going to get at it too much. See, Brian Mitchell know how to complain. And his composure now. He ain't just no hothead.
Yeah.
He done got wiser and grew up a long time ago. He'd be the right person for that.
He sat at the right hand of John Thompson, baby. Shoot.
Yeah.
Brian Mitchell?
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, true.
I vote for Brian Mitchell.
I'll go for Brian Mitchell. I can go with that. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break. 563-999-3782. When we come back, it's time for Miss T, Lady T, to reveal.
Let's get it.
Oh.
When I look up in, every time I turn around, back in love, I get mixed emotions. Just the way my feelings flow. Excuse me, I'm only human. Sometimes I just don't know. Every time I move, I lose.
Hey, when he hit that bass, boom.
hey, listen, I was listening to that just now. I was just thinking to myself, will we ever get music like that again? You know?
Nope.
You know?
Let's pray on it. We'll all pray as a collective.
You know, because I was listening to the radio today, and it was like, oh, my God. Nothing is a metaphor. Nothing provokes thought. They, you know, they calling women bees and dudes ends, and it's just crazy.
Right.
I'm like, when did we get to this? When did we get to this? But anyway, come on, Lady C. I'm sorry, I got all off topic. Go ahead.
I just want to remind you guys, because I'm going to need to do a new pick for Kale. Do you remember when we did, we had to pick our teams, how many touchdowns, and our running back, and how many yards? So mine went down. So, you know, Raheem Mostert went down. So I was, you know, next Tuesday, I'm thinking, can I pick a new person? Because I must keep everything the same, but just, I just need to pick a new person. I just wanted to put that out there.
Okay.
So let's move right along into these picks, you guys. Are you guys? I'm so excited today, you guys.
No, she must have won.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Let's start from seven. We're going to start from seven and go up. Reese has 7 wins. Yay, Reese. Kale, Marcus, and Meemaw had 9. If you haven't heard your name yet, then you're still in the race for to be a winner. 10 coming in with 10 picks. Tang. Coming in at 11 picks. 57. Coming in at 12 picks. I'm over here, y'all. I'm dancing. I'm doing the backflip and everything. Miss T, your girl.
You ain't did no backflip.
You're right. I just did a backflip. I just walked backwards. That's all that was.
Hey,
it was an exaggeration.
Debo. You said and
Miss
Debo.
Miss T and Debo. So it came down to the Cowboys game. We both picked the Cowboys. Boom. Now, it comes down to the score, 28. Debo picked 27-23, leading the winner to be Miss T with 12. Ow.
Hey, y'all, like, how many you done won so far? How many
won,
you done won so
one,
far?
This is the first one right here.
I won the first week, Mike. And then big boy won.
Well, that's two. That's
no,
two.
Debo.
Debo
my bad.
Debo
my bad.
Won.
Yeah, Seattle. My bad. Debo won. Yeah.
See, Debo keeps coming in the race. Debo is studying. Y'all, whatever Debo picked, that's what I picked.
He told me. He texted in, and you know what? Matter of fact, come on, Debo, come on in, man, and give her her props, man. Show them how you're supposed to do it, man.
Debo calling me.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, Debo.
Yeah. What's up, Debo? Congratulations on the win. Congratulations on the win.
Everybody's
killing too.
It was
What's up, Debo?
We good. It was
I'm
me and you
good,
today,
bro.
Debo.
Yeah, I heard. You have nice picks. Look.
But guess what?
Just the last time we're going to be cool for the rest of the week now.
Okay. You're right. But let me tell y'all something. Though. 57, if you wouldn't have BS'd around and not picked your team, you would have been in the race. You would have had 12.
See, you went back
and moved it. And Tang, you too. You picked the Chargers, and then you swiped that out and went back to the Chiefs. That would have helped you out.
It's all good. I'll get y'all next.
Hey, but hold on.
Hey.
Where's Marcus? What did Marcus do?
Yeah.
Where's Marcus?
Marcus
job?
Got nine.
What did he do?
Oh, he got nine.
He got nine.
He called me
today at 5 o'clock. He called me today right before 5 and said that he wasn't going to be able to be on with us today. He had a client that he was working out with. So
okay, cool. He's making that money.
Save him again.
We miss you on the corner, Marcus.
You tell him when you shoot at the king, don't miss.
When you shoot at the king, hey, you know what? Jay had a point. Talking a lot of yet today, boy.
Everybody on our podcast except Dallas, and I called him yesterday, lost. So all of us can talk stuff today because none of us won but Dallas. Ain't nobody got nothing on me today.
I'm a Dallas fan.
You know what?
Yeah,
you know
I'm
going
to say Lou a Dallas fan.
Right, Lou. Don't leave man Lou out here. Key Cowboy Nation 57.
Oh, Lou.
Right.
Oh, I didn't know that. Go ahead, Lou. My bad, baby.
Yeah.
My bad.
Well, now you know. And Dallas.
Hey, hey, please, wait a minute.
Don't make that mistake again.
Hey, he said don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted.
You ain't lying, bro.
I ain't got nothing to say on that.
Dallas on a roll.
I see. Who do you guys have next week? Tommy, who do you guys have?
Me and Debo play each other.
No, I know y'all. I know y'all. I'm talking about Dallas. Who is Dallas?
We play the Panthers 1 o'clock.
And that's the undefeated team.
Okay, they're gonna get their first loss, big bro.
Okay, all right. I like how you said that.
Against the Hurricanes, against Panthers. Yeah, they'll get their first loss.
Just tell them,
Lou.
I got me a Cowboys fan on here with the Washington.
Panthers, hey, hold on, Kane. We don't know how Lou acts under pressure yet. Y'all, you know, when y'all get down to start losing, we don't know. Hey, man, I'm just saying, y'all look good right there. Y'all look good right now. In the division you in, can't nobody in that division beat you. Ain't nobody in that division good enough to beat you. So, come on, Kale. You ain't going to bite? Hey.
Man, you know what?
He's throwing shots at you, Kale.
I know he is, but I'm telling you, what did I say? I would look like a fool to go back and get all hyped with 57 after I just said it's a lot of football left to play. 57, you better put you a sign up at Heinz Field will pay for a quarterback play. You know what I mean? That's what you need to put the fan in your face for.
Hey, man.
Oh, man.
You're right. You're right, Kev. You're right about that, Kev. But I feel if we wait around a little bit, y'all will start giving away players. So, hey, you know, we end up getting the whole team in a minute.
Yeah, yeah. And we know how y'all like to pick through our trade.
Yeah.
You know, go ahead and give us Chase. Go ahead and give us Chase Young. Get it on.
Wait a minute.
Because he's going to get tired of being on a losing team. He's going to get tired of being on a losing team. Yeah, the only thing you got right now is your front four on defense, and they got ate up yesterday.
Hey, did you know by any chance that Chase Young grew up a Washington fan, not a Pittsburgh? Chase Young grew up a Washington fan, so wanting to go anywhere other than Washington, dude. Look, man, get that peanut butter out your ear, man, and listen when they talk about, you know, these type of things that you grab, then you won't say stupid stuff like that, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay. So you saying money wouldn't make him go anywhere. Money wouldn't make him go anywhere. He would stay right here, no matter the amount of money.
Money will make anybody go anywhere. Boy, don't
you
know.
Thank you. Hey, I'm asking you the question because you made the statement. You made
hey, you
the statement,
what?
So I'm asking you the question.
It's funny.
Mute me.
It's funny as hell to me how Bama's try to trump you with some stuff that everybody knows. Everybody knows.
It's amazing. It's amazing how you got a name for everybody. It's amazing how you got a name. Now I'm a Bama.
Oh. Hey, but look, Chris Cooley. He was a lawyer. He didn't go nowhere. He didn't care about no money.
I thought you was talking about Ryan Kirby.
Because
Kurgan went with the Eagles. That was
exactly. Chris Cooley said he'll retire so he go to any other football team in the NFL.
Chris Cooley knew he wasn't going to get away with the nonsense that he was getting away with the Redskins wearing Speedo shorts to practice, man.
I ain't know all that.
Yeah, that man was wearing Speedo shorts to practice and stuff, man. He was cool.
Pineapple.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's what I was saying when it came to that band, the pineapple, man. We've had enough. Oh, Lord. Y'all, prepare yourself. We got Red P calling in. What's up, Red?
Hey, Red P.
Hey, baby, how you doing? I was just sitting outside, and I was listening to the man. I don't know what they doing over there. They could be cutting some trees or something or bushes or something, and it came to me when I called in the Kale's Corner, and I just thought about the Washington football team.
And you were thinking, you came to the conclusion?
That's what I was waiting for you to ask me next. Well, you know, you got to start cutting bushes down. Now the bushes got to be cut to Ashburn because you got people hiding behind the bush. And when I say you got people hiding behind the bushes, you got some coaches hiding behind the bushes. Now I know we all like to say, well, it's about the players going out there and executing, but yeah, it's also about the coaches putting the players in a position to go out there and be in positions to make plays. And let me say this about Chase Young. You know, I hear everybody say, "Oh, well, he get the bull rush and he get pushed outside." Well, you know what? That very well may be true. And you know what? It very well may be true that Chase Young might be one-dimensional when it comes to his moves right now. But it is, though. See, this is where coaching come in. Because if you go look at the tape, and it's on tape, because I've seen it several times on several plays, especially in this Buffalo game, and I had a chance to look at it from the TV versus being at the stadium. When they bull rush Chase Young to the outside, it's a gap that's right there. Now, if
right
I'm a coach,
I said right there. I know exactly what you're talking about because I watched
it's
that.
It's a gap right there. If I'm a coach, okay, y'all want to bull rush him to the outside, I'm going to send a linebacker or I'm going to send a safety or a free safety up that gap and tell that quarterback or that running back, whoever they choose to sit up there up, and make them think about keep bull rushing that man to the outside like that. See, that's coaching, right? If my defensive line is not getting through with the straight man rush, then maybe we need to be doing some switch plays at the line of scrimmage when the ball is snapped. When people when switch plays is when the lineman crossed over, what they call the cross or a zigzag, so to speak. It's certain things that need to be done, adjusted. So when it all comes down to it.
They call that a stunt. The lineman needs to run
a stunt. There you go, Kale, stunt.
Yeah.
Exactly. So when it all comes down to it, I blame this solely on Jack Del Rio. I solely blame this on Scott Turner. Because, again, Heineke, I say this time and time again, no, he's not a starter. But he's what you have to work with right now. Because people keep saying, oh, well, Kyle Allen, no. Kyle Allen, the quiet is kept and still nursing that ankle injury. Why do you think you ain't see him in preseason too much? And so at the end of the day, Scott Turner, it was nice to see the young boy. Oh, let me go inside. It was nice to see the young boy in the pocket. But at the end of the day, though, you can't keep him in the pocket the whole game. At some point, you're going to have to let him do what he do, roll out of that pocket and run some play-action plays instead of having him a running. Because when he gets a running for his life, y'all see already he seems to be making mistakes. So that's all I got to say about that. Did I say too much?
I got – I agree with you 100%, but I got one thing I want to say. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, TJ. Happy birthday. Happy second year birthday to my nephew, my man, with the absolute plan. My man, Lil TJ. TJ, I appreciate
that. Yeah, that's my trap, and I appreciate that. And I've been telling people to go make a donation to the National Down Syndrome Society, right? They help them kids. They help kids get things that they need to help them be successful and be valuable people to this community, this thing we call life. And so I'm a Downs dad, and I ain't ashamed to tell nobody about it. And TJ has been not only a blessing and encouragement to me, but my entire family and a whole bunch of other people, man. And I say this, I made posts about it, and I say it again. Man, I thank everybody from the bottom of their heart, man, that has reached out to me, man, from day one up to now regarding my son. A lot of things been done on the back end, especially from a lot of people over there on Facebook, man. I don't make me go there, kid, because you know I mess around and start crying up here. But
I hear you. I hear you.
That's your baby.
Like real talk, y'all. You talk about the soul of a man, you know.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, no, just, bro. Just like real talk, hey, man. Like the soul of the man. Like the people trust the soul of the man. You know, even when I question myself about what I'm doing, a whole lot of people, and I say it again, especially over there on that Facebook, man. Them people said, man, we appreciate you for what you've been doing, just uplifting us. So we taking the time not to just uplift you, but to really uplift that boy, man.
Respect.
I'm gonna let you go on that note, D and VK. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate you for having me on. That's real talk.
God bless
See,
you.
Kel, you always, you hear me say this a lot of times, whether I be frustrated or whether I be up or whether I be down, right? It's two different people you deal with. It's Rev C, the character, and then it's Tavon Fennell C, the man, the father, the husband, the veteran. You dig?
There you go, baby.
So I appreciate that. But anyway, though, let me get back to sports, dog. I don't want to flip the script and get y'all all teared up in here. But you got to watch the football.
Too late, bro.
We're going down to Martin Luther King Lane. They going down to Martin Luther King Lane. And listen here. And if you ain't Martin Luther King, doesn't nothing go too right for you in Atlanta.
I just said it.
If you ain't Martin, that's right. And so when you go down to Martin Luther King Lane, you know, I'm just saying, they going down there with the name change and all that stuff, trying to change the culture. They going to go down there and lose, y'all. The Washington football team, and yes, I'm saying this, they going to go down there and lose to Atlanta. They ain't right yet. Tyler Heineke ain't right. That offense ain't right. Only two good things coming good out that offense right now is Terry McLaurin and Antonio Gibson, and then you better watch him because he got the ghost of fumbleitis in his body or the monkey sitting on his shoulder.
You know what, man? Okay, that's enough. Because you done jinxed us enough here. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear none of that.
Don't be a chump.
You talking. If you was really listening to Kale's Corner like you said, you would have heard me tell everyone that it's a lot of football. Don't be coming with them season-ending determining factors that only Red C can come with. You hear me?
Well, I saw the black crystal ball, and it just showed me the way. You notice Antonio Gibson, he ain't smiling so much now these days. He's showing you them pieces.
Get the hell out of that mirror, and you won't see that black crystal ball.
I'm just saying, maybe I need to take my boxes out of my mouth. And go on camera and smile and see what they say. I ain't got no shame in my game. Hell, I'm almost 50 years old. I ain't got no shame in my game. What am I doing, Kev? I'm going to do it to raise some money.
No, I don't want to do
right.
it.
No,
that's right.
I'm going to let you go, though. But on another note, De'Ron Payne was over in Southeast today, man. He was over there. They was doing dental checks, haircuts, and I think they was out there giving away shoes to people over there in Southeast in the community. It wasn't too many people out because they did it on a Tuesday while them kids were still in school and everything. Did I just say that? But it was a nice gesture by the Washington football team. But, you know, they had the cameras out there rolling, but it ain't about going out there talking
Red,
to people
hey,
with
Red,
cats.
You know who you sound like? You know who you sound like? Remember on House Party when Bernie Mac was saying he was trying to impress the girl he was dating's father and said, that's a nice hat. You can't say that. My wife tried to choke me with it. It's nice and sunny outside. Great weather. You can't say that. It's about to rain. Red. Give me a story. Give me a conversation, dog, with just a positive side. Do you do that?
Yeah. You want it?
Give it to us, Red.
Furry animal that lives on the planet indoor with 2 feet, furry little animals. Does that make sense, Kale?
Nah, don't make sense at all.
So don't nothing I really ever say make sense. It makes sense, but it don't make sense. So that's the sense to it. I'm still trying
you know
to figure
what,
out why I go to the carnival and go get corn on the cob with cheese on it, but I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
I just remember that I have a mute button. So.
Yeah.
I like you better when you was crying.
Hey, Kale, you should see me when I take my teeth out to eat the corn of the cob. I put a little magical lines and stuff in there and everything.
You make it pinstripe. You making the corn pinstripe dog.
Right. I be making corn art. The kid Brady be up here and say, what you in here doing? You boiling corn again? Yeah, I be making corn art. So what I do is I eat some of the corn, you know, with just my top parcels in, right? And then I take them out.
Right.
And then I eat some again. And then I do one with the bottom ones. You know, I call it corn art.
Hey, come on, man.
You gotta take a break.
I love y'all. $5.99 I can send you some of Rev T's corn art today, straight out of Rev T's mouth.
No, thank you.
Bye boy. He's 5'6". He is an ass. 5'6". 999
He's a card,
all right. 5'6". Let's take a break. That boy, I'm telling you. I watch that fool walk in his eyes.
Cancellation, man. He canceled, so I'm here. I definitely, that was good for us.
57 was talking trash about you. I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, man, that's why I called you to let you know I wasn't going to be there because I wasn't going to miss the conversation just because we took the L, my brother.
Right.
Just because we took the L. Because your boy right here predicted the L, so I already knew the L was happening.
Yeah. How about that? And I'm going to tell you, Marcus, I was feeling some type of way about you over that L prediction, man. I'm trying to think. Hey, you're my man, but I was like, damn, Marcus. For real. That's how we go in there. You're going to put that James Harden right. like that.
What? Which one?
The Washington football team. You put that Frank on our name, man.
What?
You know,
what
and they James? Heard you. They said, Marcus, I think we're going to win. Marcus picked the Bills on Kale's corner, so we're going to go ahead and let Marcus be right.
Oh, so that's why we lost? We lost this game to the Bills because of what? Because of
that's
the team?
That's my story,
nah,
and I'm
bro.
Sticking with
oh,
it.
No.
Hey, look, y'all, and you know what? I just remembered something, y'all. Marcus calls me from the beach, y'all. He sent me this picture of the beautiful ocean and the sands and all that. Come on, son. Hey, dog, I just recorded it. I'm going to watch it later. I'm just out here chilling on the beach. I said, look at this. Sugar, honey, I see right here.
Hey, Kale, if you're going to tell the story, tell it right. Tell it right. That's what I said. What I said.
What you say?
Let me tell you what I said. I said, there's no way I'm going to be sitting in the house mad at the TV when I could be enjoying this beautiful sight. That's what I said.
I know that's right.
Yeah, because I already knew we, bro, I already. Honestly, I knew we were gonna take the L, man. The stats don't lie, man. I gotta say that the Bills probably are arguably one of the toughest teams in the NFL right now.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly,
yes.
Did we take any injuries that game? Did we take any injuries besides to our pride?
I haven't heard of them. I've heard of him.
Honestly,
but
I was hoping. That's all
that,
I was
bro.
Hoping for. Listen, honestly, Kel, that's all I was hoping for was no injuries. They not even in our conference, bro. They would have been nothing but bragging right. It's not even worth it.
Yeah.
If you tripping off us.
Yeah, I hear you, bro. It didn't settle.
It still hurt, bro.
It felt like swallowing castor oil, man. I felt like I was 57, man. You know.
Right.
No, Kale, don't ever do that.
Hey, man, don't you ever do that, man. You left me high.
Do that.
Ain't that me? Hey, Marcus. Me, you, and Big Boy are the only Washington fans here on Kale Corner. Everybody else is we got San Francisco, we got the Cowboys, we got Sugar Honey IC Bird, you know what I mean? We got everybody else here. And I was just so proud that my man Martin, representing my Washington football team, hard as I do, one of the
Y'all were really talking about nothing. Marcus talking about how he was enjoying stuff, you know. That's all.
Hey, C57, man, you just can't help yourself,
what's
man.
What's up, Marcus?
You can't help yourself.
Marcus?
Hey, bro. Hey, what's up, champ?
Don't
forget
today,
you took
Marcus?
A nice little L. You took a nice little L this weekend yourself, sir.
He took a serious
hey,
we
hey,
all
Marcus.
Did.
Right, Marcus.
Everybody did except the Cowboys.
We all took the L.
Everybody
right,
did
so
L.
Hold on. All right, so all I'm saying is you just stay over there and pour some of that high-quality H2O. That's all you do.
Yeah.
You just stay right there.
Hey, look. Hey, Marcus. As long as at the end, at the end of the day, as long as I got more wins than you, I'm good for that week.
Bruh, when you add it up at the end of the year is what we say. I promise you, you won't.
Huh? No.
When you do your arithmetic.
The bet is that I don't win one of our picks this year. That was the bet. Not how many more victories I'm going to have than you. That was the bet. What was the bet, Tang?
Tree's
got it written down.
Marcus
we're qualified,
has more games than 57. More picks.
At the end of the... Exactly.
No, I didn't bet that. That's not what I bet.
Shit.
Have the $20. I can care less about the $20. You can have it. But what did we say, when we first said it?
I'm going to tell you. That's what I was trying to explain it to you. When y'all first started, that's what y'all said the first, when y'all first was starting off, and then Marcus said, nah, make it better. So y'all can go back and listen to it. He did say that.
Yeah. And that's what I wrote, because Marcus changed it. Marcus said, let's make it better. And then Biscuit, you agreed to what he said.
No, I did not.
And then Marcus changed.
Well, what is it that you want to bet, then, 57?
I wouldn't win one weekend. That's what we said.
I tell you what, man.
I ain't gonna bet you nothing. You can have the $20 though.
Listen.
You can have the $20.
Wait a minute.
No, I know what I said. One thing I do have. I might be funny, but I do have some scruples about what I say and what I believe. And I know what I said. I'm not arguing with anybody, but I'm just saying that's not what I agreed to. Take the money, but that's not what I agreed to.
Hey,
y'all can laugh and do whatever you want to.
Look, 57, calm down for a second. Because, look, we making the best
upset,
ball in fun, right? Hold on. Oh, tension. Just a little bit of tension. Some of that Pittsburgh tension, bro. Hold on, listen. I set the bet. You know what I'm saying? I'm the one that said it. You ain't really say to, you just agree. So it's possible that you ain't hear what I said. So we can work out the bet particulars. I'm with that. I'm all with that. I don't think you know more than me about football. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with the bet.
And well, Marcus, all I can say the proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the pudding.
Right.
Is right now. I got 11 victories, and you got 9.
But there was a little trick bag in what I said, because you know you came into the game 2 weeks late.
Right.
Okay. All right then.
If you really think about it, I got more wins than that.
Okay, well, I was just going on what happened last week. But my bad. Sometimes I get loud when I get excited, but I'm never upset, man. But I'm never upset like that. I just get loud. I'm sorry.
So
I don't mean no harm to nobody.
I
with Tree all the time.
I'm going to start calling you Wiggles, 57. Hey, look,
he wiggled out of
that. You think you got that fit in the net on the boat, and he finds a way to wiggle up out of that jump. Oh, go ahead, please.
Hey, look.
Who is that with all that background?
Hell.
Somebody got some background noise, y'all.
Hey, me.
There you go.
I ain't spent 65 years on this planet for nothing, bro.
I'm only 50, so I'm... I'm only 50, so I'm looking forward to learning.
57 and Marcus. This is just for 57 and Marcus. What is the bet? Listen to me carefully. Is the bet that 57 won't win no weeks, or 50? Or y'all just doing individual games like y'all two? With y'all games, we add them up. How y'all want to do it?
If it's okay with Marcus, I'm going to go ahead and go with the way he want to do it, because everybody else seems to say I guess I didn't hear it, you know. And so let's go ahead and play it the way he want to play it. Yeah, keep it like it is. Is that cool, Mark?
Oh.
I can't hear you, 57.
Is it okay to go ahead and keep it and play it the way you said we had agreed to? You know, who got the most wins at the
Marcus
end of the year?
Marcus will win more games than 57 at the end of the year.
That's what I thought they betted.
Win more games or win more weekends? Which one is it?
Win more games.
Well, he already hit me when it comes to win more games.
Yeah,
he's 2 weeks ahead of
him. We're going to start it at the third week. We're going to start jobs at the third week. And go full with that, because you wasn't here the first and second week, so.
Yeah, I was just messing with you, 57, on that one. But see, I had a rigged bet from the beginning. You know, I had a rigged bet from the beginning, because you agreed with me, and I already had the win. You see what I'm saying? And I was just going to mess with you from the go. You know what I'm saying? Because I already had the win. Yeah. You was like, yeah. You was with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but
you
would have
been 20 games up on you already.
Yeah. But I'm with it from here on out.
Okay,
cool.
But Kale, real quick, because we done took a lot of time with me and him going back and forth. Kale. I'm a Washingtonian fan through and through, but when it comes to like knowing who gonna win and lose, bro, I gotta pick the right. Especially when we got money on the line, I gotta pick the wins, bro.
There you go, Mike.
Oh, he's making up an excuse to give to Kale.
He's not
picking the wins.
Hey, look, that's my. That's Marcus' talk and Marcus' thought. DMV Kale still picking as he sits. You know what I mean? I'm not changing Nathan. I'm saying right where I be, doing how I do, because that is me. So, yeah, I don't change. Sorry. But listen, real quick, y'all. I want to go into the Seahawks fans calling for Ken Norton's job. I mean, can you guys really believe that? Same, y'all. Football has been wild this season, because we're hearing this team is will be one of the teams in the playoffs, and this team will be one of the teams vying for a Super Bowl.
I think it's a little early to think about that.
Yeah, we're only in week four. We're only in week two.
Yeah.
This weekend will be a quarter of the season. We're only in week four, y'all.
Yeah.
And to me, it's just crazy how, you know, and I can understand ESPN, SportsCenter, NFL Network. They have to come with things that make you say, huh? Because they're trying to draw attention to their network. So they have to do that. But we don't have to do that. Everybody that's here is because we all love being here. So we don't have to come with no crazy pronunciation already.
Right.
Because, I mean, it just, to me personally, it just sounds ridiculous to come out and say, oh, this thing is going to. And this team, we don't know what no team is going to do. We don't. And like I said earlier, they haven't even approached the injury threshold yet. We haven't seen that. We haven't even seen the second half of the season yet. And that's going to be a mother. I'm trying to tell you. That's going to be a mother, because once it gets cold and you can't throw that ball like you've been doing all spring and fall, you know,
winter does make it tough.
You know, that's when your offensive line really matters. And say what you say about Washington this weekend, Heinicke just made mistakes. He wasn't really rushed. He wasn't sacked. He wasn't hit. So my offensive line can hold up and will do their job. We just need Heinicke to do a better job. You know? Ben Roethlisberger, you know, in the winter, that pass rush is not going to be as fast, as effective as it is now. So that man will have time to actually get that ball out of there. You know, with Dallas, you know, Pollard looking as great as he is right now. And I have to say that, Tank. Pollard looks outstanding. He looks outstanding. But will he do, when that weather changes, man, will he come with the same intensity? Will he bring that same energy? So, I mean, it's too many questions now of will this happen or that happen or will that, you know, it's too many questions for us to jump to a conclusion at this point.
But Kel, I got a question though, Kel. Kel, what do you think needs to happen, bro?
With who?
With the Redskins. Like you don't feel like that they kind of like they actually thought that they were something that they like we actually thought we were something that we wasn't. Like
hey,
they're not really,
you know what?
addressing issues.
These first 3 weeks have been a big spoonful of humility. It's been a spoonful of humility because Washington players allowed themselves to get comfortable with last year's standards. I remember when we were in high school and I played for Fordsville, right? We were looking at the stats from the year before, and everybody in the know in the PG Journal was saying that Fordsville Knights are going to go all the way to Bird Stadium. Fordsville Knights are going to be the team to be in PG County. And the first 3 games, man, we got our ass handed to us royal. I mean, man, hey, look, man, them teams took no prisoners because they came into the game with the mindset of this is a good team. While we come into the game with the mindset of we come in with the mindset of it's a cakewalk. It's a practice run. And not to mention we demolished everybody in our preseason game. We demolished everybody we played in the preseason game. But our first 3 games of the season, we were served a heaping hot, warm spoonful of humility. And that is what's happening with Washington. We are too on the past and what we've already done. Last year's victories are nothing but something to talk about. They're not going to help us this week. It's not going to get us anywhere or anything this year. We, as a team, have to, and I'm not just going to blame this on the players, because our coaches are sucking. They're sucking right now at in-game adjustment. Like you just said, if Chase Young is getting bowled out and pushed away from the quarterback, where the hell is the second line of defense?
Right.
Don't tell me that they're out covering tight ends or running backs out of the backfield, because these guys are still catching passes. These guys are still doing their thing. So what the hell is going on, man? Kendall Fuller was an excellent, excellent secondary member for us. And let me say this real quick. If I see the safety, it's not DJ Swanson. What is that boy's name, man? The safety, the one we got from the Giants.
Who we got to get from the Giants?
The Landon Collins. If I see Landon Collins come up and make a tackle at the line of scrimmage and start celebrating, I'm going to lose my sugar honey iced tea. I'm going off. Do you hear me? Dude, you made one.
Damn, like that.
Wow. That you're expected to make. You made one play that you're expected. 57, please. You are a football fan, too. And it got to irritate the hell out of you to see your
players. I was just laughing at the way you described it.
To see your players celebrate in a losing effort. What the hell are you celebrating?
Right.
This thing to have
what the hell
is disgusted. This thing to have you as disgusted as it has us, as the fans that are watching. You should be as upset advantage of yourself making that play to high five, hype your teammates, clap, and let them know we can do this. But no, you want to poke, flex, and point to the crowd and dance around and all. Man, look, man. Time out for that, man. Time out for that. And as a coach, when my kids would celebrate whether we're winning or losing, I would bring that child off the field. Because guess what? You're telling me that mentally you're not ready for the next play. And anybody on a football field that's not ready for the next play, you know what you are? A casualty. An accident waiting to happen.
A liability.
You have to stay. You are a liability. Yes. You have to stay focused at all times on that field. Your coaches have to stay focused at all times while play calls. So, Marcus, you asked me, what do we need to do? Dan Snyder needs to shake some stuff up and let one of these coaches go. Yeah, I know it's early. I know it's early. But you don't want to keep going down this same road. And apparently, the way that this team has come out to play in the past 3 weeks, even in the win against the Giants, they still left a lot to be desired.
That's true.
So if these coaches, not to mention the past 3 weeks, teams have scored on their first possession.
Yeah,
when did that
they come just coming
out of seeing that, man? They marching down the field and scoring on us.
I mean, honestly,
you can't have those linebackers in coverage and as open as the receivers, the tight ends, and the back out the backfield are. What in the hell are you teaching this secondary, man?
Well, y'all did beat us last year.
Well, oh, here. Hey, look at him. He had it. He told a joke. My man told a funny.
Y'all
Hey, listen, listen, listen. And the way they playing this shit, we beat their ass again if we had to play.
Hey, but look, but honestly, Kel, everything you saying is how I was feeling. If they don't, if they didn't get that wake up call, if they didn't get that smell of salt from this last game, and they go out and they lose to a team that they supposed to crush, or at least beat by 7 points. Hey, look. So I do believe that a coach need to lose their job after this next game. But I'm not ready to say that yet. I think the smell of salt will work. I think that smell of salt just happened. I think it would have happened a week before had the Giants beat us. Mm-hmm. Had they spanked us, not just beat us, but spanked us. Because it's different when you get a spanking. You know, you get a spanking, it's a smell of salt. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the Bengals did.
Yeah, they got
yeah,
spanked.
That's all.
They got all the paps.
What was it again, Marcus?
I figured it out.
You figured it out?
All I know is this.
Yeah.
I still got touchdown balls falling in my front yard from the scores on y'all yesterday.
Oh, here we go. Here this guy. Right. This guy.
Hey, right. Look. Listen, the ball, y'all ain't stopped him yet. The game
you,
over
you know
with.
What's crazy?
The game
you know
over with.
Crazy?
Y'all still ain't stopped.
The winner, the guy on the call that has the wins, that had they team won last night, he ain't even talking all the trash that your sorry ass team that you talking about.
Hey, I'm his spokesperson today.
Oh,
right? He takes care of the grandkids. Hey, Mark.
No.
I ain't saying nothing bad about, look, y'all keep saying Pittsburgh. I don't say nothing about Redskins. Yeah. Y'all say Pittsburgh. Y'all keep saying Pittsburgh.
What?
Y'all
nah,
got bro, us
you
stuck in your
something.
Craw, bro.
Because your buddy,
Kale's corner, Kale, just said, yeah, like Pittsburgh. If I was doing this one, maybe say something. Kale said it.
You said it first
when you was talking, Kale. You was talking, Kale. I'm telling y'all.
That bus y'all ride on
don't go all the way to the school. Y'all need to get on a bigger bus to take you all the way to the school.
Wait a minute.
That's what.
Yeah,
that
the bus y'all ride on ain't doing you right.
Hey, every time I talk to you, bro, I feel like a little kid again, man. Like I'm arguing. I feel like a school kid, man. Every time I'm arguing with you.
Uh-huh.
God. Dang. Yeah. I cannot. It was. You said it. Then he said it. No, everybody. Nah, bro. You said it first, bro. You jumped in when Carol.
Hey, man. Cause y'all don't like to accept responsibility, bro.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. Y'all don't like to accept responsibility. Hey, Kale, I've been accepting it all night. Before we even played the game, I said the Bills was going to beat
us.
I accepted it.
You know what? 57 want us to come on here like we did and fire everybody from the water boy to the coach to the surgeon.
We were the water boy?
Yes.
Hey,
Marcus is ready to fire a coach.
Anyone, he don't care. He said any coach, fire one. Just pick him. He don't care.
People are talking to him. You going to say? So Damon said. We coming at you for the stuff you already said and the ignorant yet that you gonna say.
Well, Stay tuned, brother. Stay tuned, because I got a lot to say.
I know. Look, everybody is on with Street and the Pool. Lou, Street has your number, so she's going to connect with you, and you guys can figure out a way so that you can pay and
okay,
play.
Have her reach me when possible. Thanks.
Yeah, that's
no,
it.
No, I
that's
text
her.
You didn't text me back.
You did text me. I never received it.
The last four of my number is 8499.
8499.
So
okay, I'll check on my cell phone.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Somewhere it's gonna be
you got to get ready. Get ready. Thursday is coming again. And we need some new winners, man. We need some new winners. You know.
Well, every week we got new winners, but we just don't want to repeat winners unless you just showing out.
That'll be me.
You might need to send to me again. I don't think I received it. Can you send to me again?
That'll be who?
Yeah.
That'll be who?
Did
I hear?
Thank you.
A cowboy said that'll be him.
Yes, he did. We didn't mess around and let him win the second week.
Yeah.
Hey,
well,
his
win was an off guard win. He called everybody else off guard, man. You know how I go early in the season.
Oh,
he just called
first
one
was a throw up. The first game, week was a throw up.
Yeah, he was trying to get everybody acclimated to Lady T's football pick. That's all. What better person than the person that's married to her ass to win? You know what I mean? But
I didn't even tell him he won. He didn't even know.
That's petty of the spaghetti. So we're gonna move on.
Exactly.
We're gonna move on. Come on, Lady T, take us out of here, baby.
Oh man, it's time to go already. Okay, so look, I got one tip for everybody. I want everybody to stay away from steal people. And what I mean by that, I mean steal people like still living in the past, still talking about the past, still complaining, still broke.
Mm-hmm.
Stay away from those type of people. They don't grow. Now, with that being said, Kel and I would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kel's Corner, like everybody that calls in, everybody on the computer, everything. We want to say thank you. We also would like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Hug somebody. Tell them you love them. We're always here on Tuesdays and Thursdays between the hours of 5 and 7 p.m. Our number here is 563-999-3782. Tell somebody. We love you guys here at Kel's Corner. Thank you.
And you know what, y'all? This time going out, I want to give a big, big hug and heart to my co-host, you know. I really appreciate her and all she does and who she is and making this thing complete. You know, I can't thank you enough. I love you, and I'm winning this week. I just want y'all to know that. Y'all have a good one. We'll talk to y'all Thursday, man.
Absolutely.